K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas here. It's been a podcast, K-State Monday, winning Monday edition, October 13th, 2025. Thank you for tuning to this latest postcast edition, volleyball style, of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, if you're not following this podcast, you might want to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you like what you're listening to, hit the subscribe button, hit the alarm bell every time we update you content daily. Yes, sir. 99.2% of the time, y'all will be notified about that. Of course, I'm going to have an episode coming up that I recorded on Podbean app. New content coming up very soon. Recorded it last week before heading out of town. Did not post it. So, like per usual. So, I'll post that. Hopefully, by tonight, it's over over there. So, you're going to get fresh content. Either way, this week over there. G-R-I-E-R number 3. EDD Idea Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden. But, it's just me. Because, again, where I'm living right now. Currently, working with limited equipment. So, we're kind of putting the other half aside for the time being for right now. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. K-State volleyball, part of that K-State homecoming weekend there, swept Texas Tech at home, Morgan Family Arena, Friday night. So it was a clean sweep for all these sports. Women's soccer taking care of business, getting their first road victory in quite some time in the women's soccer department. Then you have sandwiched this volleyball sweep with Texas Tech, and then of course the big win, a ginormous win for the time being with K-State football against TCU at home. Jason Mansfield's ball club bounced back from a heartbreaking loss the previous match there to win, to sweep, and more importantly, get back to 500 in conference play. Swept Texas Tech there, and Anaya Clinton. It's Anaya Clinton's night, folks. So everybody getting on the action, folks. So one night is Shaylee Myers, or two nights, and then you have Ava LeGrand, who's been awesome all year long. And Anaya Clinton, I said it on a previous postcast. I don't know which one it was, but she's starting to heat up here, folks. The sweep. And speaking of first, this win for head coach Mansfield's women's team, volleyball team, was the first home match win in conference play. We talked about that throughout that you know, they've had some chances there to win some of these conference games and coming on the empty side of it. But more importantly now, K-State getting their 10th overall win in 2025. First win at the Morgan conference play, sweeping Texas Tech Red Raiders in pretty easily, I should probably say. 25-15, 25-14, 25-19, probably one of the easiest, probably go back to the beginning of the year, and I think one of the more easiest wins of the 2025 campaign for women's volleyball. I can say that right now. Anaya Clinton, double-double on Friday night, 14 kills, 13 digs. Shaylee Myers led the squad, 16 kills on the night there, and then, of course, looks like she had a double-double as well, 18 points there as well. So Jason Mansfield, let me see here, and of course Texas Tech came into the Morgan Family Arena with no wins and leave Manhattan still winless, folks. So there was a note here about Jason Mansfield, hold on a second. So Jason Mansfield owning Texas Tech. This is his third win against the Red Raiders in his K-State head coaching career to this so far. Oh baby. So yeah, man. So again, the 1-2 punch, Shaylee Myers and Anaya Clinton, and then it got Ava LeGrand back here, and obviously let's not forget about these role players that we keep talking about. Simone Sims, Jordan Williams, Reagan Fox. I know I'm leaving out one more, two more others that are starting to kind of make their way here as the season rolls along. But yeah, this is obviously the best start. It was mentioned not too long ago. The Cats there was hot. They stayed hot. Hitting over 420 there. 19 kills, 38 attempts in the first set alone there. As that really set a tone. If you can set a tone like that, kind of like a couple of my friends did at the Chicago Marathon. You set a tone, start off hot, and keep it rolling. you know it's going to be a good day, especially if the weather's right. Everybody keeps telling me that I'm waiting for my moment. I'm waiting for my moment, of course, but that's coming pretty soon. That's coming pretty soon. As that got me fired up. Of course, EG3 isn't doing a marathon. He's doing another project, trying to finally break a certain number in the half marathon. That's what I've been working on really since the back end of summer, the back end of July, something like that. And it's getting closer by the day. So I'm excited about that, but very excited, happy for my friends yesterday who competed in the Chicago Marathon. I'm very happy for the K-State sports teams taking care of business during homecoming week. See, I should be out of town more frequently. more frequently. But anyways, Jason Mansfield, after this dominating performance at home, sweeping easily Texas Tech 3-0. Cool, I think. Every match is different, right? Every point's good. And so when we watch film on Texas Tech, we see the things they're good at, and then we know that we have to slow them down, or we have to do things to affect them. So that was the best thing about them tonight, is that we did that. They're a good team, and they have good players, but we have to make plays. And these guys made a ton of plays in order to win the first two sets. And then again, they're a good team. And it wasn't that we were playing that badly. We're playing badly. They were just making a lot of plays, and therefore the game was close. And then did a great job at the end. They did a great job at the end. That was a mistype on their end. I think I like how more balanced we are offensively. Birthday girl Jordan Williams. Speaking of which, happy belated birthday, Jordan Williams. All right. Did a great job tonight on a slide. And she's just continuing to get better. So I love that for us, in quote, there as well. This has been we're going to get Anaya Clinton here real quick. Here she spoke to the media person after the game, after the match as well. And then she talked about getting that elusive first home conference game win, or conference match win, Big 12 match anyways, for K-State. Quote, it feels good. It feels good to have them kind of pull that victory with us. I think we've also been searching for that, so it just feels good on both ends, end quote there as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State women's volleyball easily took the broom to Texas Tech and ran them out of the Manhattan, Kansas, 3-0. Eddie Greer the third here for another postcast edition of this podcast here. As the month of October rolls along, and this team trying to still find their footing a little bit. But yeah, man, it could be anybody's night with this team. Shaden Moss obviously has had a sensational senior season to this point, really stepping up to the plate and delivering. And I know without those performances early in the season, I don't think K-State's where it needs to be right now, where it's at, obviously. Anaya Clinton really starting to find her comfortable fielding now. Along with that, I haven't even mentioned Ava LeGrand's night just yet, which I will get to here right now. Let me see. Actually, she's not on the... Hold up. Yeah, she's not on the stat sheet on this one. But anyways, yeah. Anaya Clinton, back to her. Third consecutive double-double, fifth of the 2025 season. Kaylee Pond, one of those X factors for this head coach Mansfield's led ball club. Pond led teams... this was a team high 3 aces on a night for Kaylee Pond right there. So, and Kaylee Pond, this is like the second time we called her name out in the last like 3 games on this podcast. I'm just going off the notes here for here, folks, there as well. And then, of course, yeah, they've been dominant when playing Texas Tech there. 9-2 in their last 11 matches against Texas Tech. Yeah, so they own Texas Tech ever since Jason Mansfield taken over. Now, I can't recall past history with the other coach at K-State, but focusing on the more recent terms anyways, this women's volleyball team, K-State anyways, had their way with this team down there. So, this is one of the more easiest matches of the year for K-State up until this point of the season. We already got, 5 matches left for K-State women's soccer, which is hard to believe. I thought it was just starting just now, right? Yeah, so we got that going on, but this is going to be a tough week for K-State again. Women's volleyball has 2 Texas teams now. This is a road trip. Texas Roadhouse. Texas road trip for Casey Women's Volleyball coming up this week as they'll play 16th ranked Baylor on, let me see, on Wednesday coming up, and then on Friday, 11th ranked TCU. So these games will not be easy for the K-State Women's Volleyball team, but this is going to be another test right here for the squad. At least conference play, K-State 3-3 on the women's volleyball side. These teams right now, TCU on Friday, 11th ranked TCU, 4-1 in Big 12, while Baylor on Wednesday night is 4-2 in Big 12 play. So these are monster games, and I would like to see K-State get one of these games right here. That would be huge. Am I asking too much for two for two? I don't know. But again, this is another test to see how far this team has come here as we are in the middle of October here. So a good test for head coach Mansfield's ball club here coming up this week. Two big-time road matches here. Baylor first, 16th-ranked Baylor on Wednesday. And then you have TCU TCU on Friday. So big week for K-State Women's Volleyball there this week on the road. And the last time we talked about road matches, K-State obviously rewinding back a little bit, beat a top 25 ranked team. That was North Carolina. And then on top of that, you turn around and beat East Carolina, who had one loss at that time. And that was back-to-back games. That was coming off of a day off in between. So you're going to get a day off here in the middle of the week here. So it's nice to have one of those games where you can just dominate the opponent before focusing on the more tougher opponents. And that's exactly what Shaylee Myers, Anaya Clinton, Jordan Williams have this week, is two matches on the road. We'll see how they fare coming up this week here. And we'll have the post, obviously, postcast. And for those of you who are Wildcat fans, K-State Nation, are new to this podcast, we try to do a recap, postcast, or reaction after every K-State athletic event. And here coming soon, men's and women's basketball, right around the corner, baby. We'll see what happens. Cannot wait. We'll see what happens with those men's and those gentlemen and ladies, obviously. So we're going to be doing a postcast here too long. Oh, men's basketball here too long now. So, we're getting down to it, folks, here. And I don't know how many game matches volleyball has at the top of my head right now, but I'm sure that'll be brought up at some point. But yeah, so a good win, finally getting that goose egg off the board at home as far as Big 12 conference wins goes for head coach Mansfield and a K-State women's volleyball team easily sweeping Texas Tech on Friday night. Pro Project Podcast, once again, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, please do so there, as we are back in state now. We're back in state pretty much from here on out. Obviously, I talked about at some point today, it's been a recording afternoon, folks. At some point I talked about we're here throughout the stretch run, and then of course we still have that huge half marathon coming up, that big half marathon that we've been working at towards, that goal half marathon that we're working towards. Maybe I was very, very, very encouraged with what transpired over weekend in Nebraska, at least for myself. Separately, but yeah, the team did awesome and I did awesome as well. So baby, yeah, I mean, we're here for the stretch run, obviously, there, and we still have our A half marathon to prepare for. Just now, I think like 5 weeks, 4 weeks to go, something like that. It's crazy, folks. Crazy, crazy, man. As, like I said, we're already in the middle of October. Still doesn't feel like fall. But, yeah, it's going to be end of October. We're going to be getting snow on the ground. pretty much. At least in Kansas City. Probably Manhattan, too. Yeah, so that's how this weather works. Because, that's another episode, folks. Or have you draw it up. But, anyways, on the K-State front, K-State Women's Volleyball sweeps Texas Tech 3-0. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another postcast in the books of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. Go Cats.